Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for this beautiful, magnificent, wonderful day that you have made. We praise you and worship you and thank you. And Father, I ask you to use us mightily for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, as the word goes out today, I ask you to reveal to your people the mighty truths of the word of the living God. And I rebuke you, enemy. I command you to get your hands off of every man, woman, boy, and girl that's listening to this program today. And do not steal a single word out of anybody's mind or heart. Now, Father, I just give you praise as we go into the day today, as we talk about what we should live like and what we should be like as we serve you as Christians, and how we should be perfect in your sight. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen. Now, this week, as I continue to talk about some of the reasons I believe that the church has so little power in it today, I believe that one of the reasons is that there's so many people that have such a love of praise. I'm just going to list a few things for you today. And I believe that one of the things that if God were to share his power with us, people love praise. They love for people to praise them, or the love of being noticed or drawing attention to ourselves. So that's the thing that we have to make sure we get over, this pride problem. We have to make sure that we're not have not moved into a place of where we are willing to let pride become a driving force in us. Another one of the problems, I think, there, we're just absolutely, so many of us are unteachable. You know, we have an unteachable spirit or a strong self-will, and we're not willing to listen to other people that have a revelation from God. We should at least listen to these people and at least set, and if they have a different revelation, we ought to at least be willing to listen instead of having this independent, self-willed or unteachable spirit. And another thing that I think that we do is that we have too many unholy actions. You know, it's just amazing. One of the things I notice as I go and minister people in the body of Christ, that so many of those people in the body are not living holy before the Lord. We're not even trying to walk holy before the King. It just amazes me at how many people are dishonest in the church today. We're absolutely a group of people that we do not live in the truth. We just do too many things dishonest, and we lie, and we steal, and we cheat. And I don't know how many Christian people I've been to their home, and the phone will ring, and somebody will say, the man or whatever, the phone will ring, and they'll say, "Dad, it's for you." And he'll ask the question, "Who is it?" And the people on the other end of the line, maybe they're hearing it, and maybe they're not hearing it. But so much of the time, the person will say, "Tell them I'm out," or "Tell them I'm gone," or whatever. And that's not true. So we're not truthful. Another thing that we don't do well, the Lord tells us clearly to obey the laws of the land in everything we do. And so many Christians break the speed limit. We just drive like most of the world does. You know, if the speed limit's 65, we'll drive 75 or 85 with all the rest of the people. And that's some of the things why I think that there's no power in the church, why the church is so lacking in power today, because the things that we do not bring glory and honor to our Lord. Now, if you have a longing for God's power in your life, then what you need to do is get on your knees and let him talk to you about these things and give you a list of your own. If you will get on your knees and seek out God, God will absolutely show you what must be changed in your life if you want power to flow through it. Now, a very good way to check up on yourself and see where you need to change in your life, one of the main questions that you can ask yourself is, if I'm going to do what I'm fixing to do, this phrase that we've heard so many people say, would Jesus do this? Or what would Jesus do in this situation? So if you start to do anything, and if you say, would Jesus do this? If your answer is yes, you are following in his footsteps. If the answer is no, then you're missing the mark and you cannot have God's power. You may even fail to reach heaven. You need to be very careful what you do. I think about how many people have unforgiveness in their lives. And the more I think about these scriptures, like in Matthew 18, verses 19 through 21, and Mark 11, 25, and 26, the more I think about these mighty promises where God says, if you will not forgive your brother from your heart, then I will not forgive you. Now then, if you really take that literally, how, if you have unforgiveness toward a brother, if the Lord will not forgive you for your sins, how in the world would you get into heaven? I'm not going to put God to the test myself. I'm going to make sure that I walk in love toward all people. Because if the Lord made me a promise in his word, and he said, if you will, in fact, in Mark 11, 25 and 26, he says, but when you stand praying, forgive. If you will not forgive your brother from your heart, neither will I forgive you. So if God does not forgive you for your sins, I don't believe you can get to heaven. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm dogmatic about that, but I'm just telling you what the scripture says, and personally, I'm not going to put God to the test. I am going to walk in love in all things that I do, because I do not want to take a chance of any kind on anything of missing going to heaven. Because the consequences of not going to heaven is going to hell. And I'm telling you, I don't want to go to that place. So I'm going to do everything in my power to be obedient, to walk in love. Now I'm going to tell you, living a life of holiness is not impossible. Because God commanded it, and He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it. Because he wrote that for you in Philippians 1:6. Now, is anything too hard for the Lord? God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, and his grace is sufficient for you as well. Now, if you really want holiness, it is not beyond your reach. And without it, you will never share in God's miracle-working power. Now, this is some of the things that the Lord says that we must do if we want to walk in his power. Now, I realize today that from my experience in the church, of course, I've been a member of the church a lot of years, but I used to never, ever, ever see an answer to prayer. I didn't even know those things were available to me. But as I begin to study the Word of God and walk in faith, and when I begin to understand what faith was and how to walk in faith, how to walk in obedience to God's word, when I begin to do that, and then when I begin to do my best to walk holy before the Lord and to do all the things he said, and then I begin to talk about him, I begin to realize the more I worshiped and praised him every day and read his word, the greater became the power that I was able to walk in. So worship and praise is one of the major things that you must do. As you worship and praise the Lord and thank him for all things, then and begin to learn his word, then he will share his power with you. Now the example that the Lord left us over there in 1 Peter 2:21 and 22, he said, I left you an example to follow. I am the one who did no sin. So that means we are to do no sin. Now, Paul absolutely exhorted us to put off the old man, or to put off the flesh, with our deeds, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So whatever you do, if you want to walk in power with God, you must do what the Word of God says. Now, if truly you long for God's mighty miracle-working power in your life, like I've told you, get on your knees. Spend some time in your prayer closet with the Lord and seek him until he answers you. I'm going to tell you for a fact that if you will get on your knees before God and you will begin to seek Him, He will speak to you. I guarantee He will. Now, I don't know how long it'll take. It may take a long time. But if you do not give up, I've been there and I've done that. I've had the privilege to hear His mighty voice on several occasions. So whatever you do, do not give up. If you want God's miracle-working power to flow through your life, then this is what you must do. It is not easy. It has a tremendous cost. The price is absolutely worth it. So if you really want to see the Lord do these great and mighty things, just get on your knees and stay there until He tells you what you need to do so that you can walk with Him. And once you step off into this realm, you will really begin to enjoy living. God is so good. So whatever you do, get over there and do what He says so you can see His mighty miracle working power. When you pray for people, when you begin to pray for people and you see great and mighty answers to prayer, I mean really wonderful things happen, you will want to continue to stay in that realm. You will want to walk holy before the Lord. Now, I cannot overemphasize the fact that whatever you go to do, make sure that when you check it out against, would Jesus do what I'm doing, make sure that the answer is always yes, Jesus would do what I'm doing. If He would not, then do not do it, because if you do things that would not bring glory and honor to the Lord, I can assure you, you will not walk in power with God. Now then, like I said before, if you're not doing what the Lord says, you might not even make heaven. So whatever you do, do the things that will bring glory and honor to the Lord. Praise His holy name. I'd like to invite you to write me at the Living Savior Ministries, Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247 for any of these teachings on video or audio tapes that we do. Or you can give me a call at 940-242-2106. You can also find us on the web at tlsm.org. tlsm.org. We have an email there where you can get in touch with us. Also, I'd like to invite you out to our church every Sunday. We have many wonderful testimonies. We have people that come out there and get healed and saved and delivered. We have some wonderful things the Lord's doing out there. We'd invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. That's every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. Also, I'd like to invite you to my healing school, the second Saturday of every month. It starts at 1 p.m., and we have it at the same place where we have church, at 10921 Shady Trail. And we would love to have you come expecting the Lord to do a miracle for you. Praise Him.